This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We're talking about a story by Glenn Greenwald, who, for those that aren't familiar with the name, he's the journalist who really made Edward Snowden into what he is. He was the first person to really pay close attention and care about what Snowden had to say and put out the news about him. Edward Snowden, of course, the infamous NSA leaker. So Glenn Greenwald's always an interesting guy to read because he's somebody who has seen through this left-right paradigm, this false choice that you either are on the left or you're on the right and that there's somehow a difference between the two. He's pointing out here in a good piece over at the Washington Post that Donald Trump is going to be inheriting vast powers that he'll be able to thank the Democrats for. And he's pointing out that Barack Obama, during his first campaign for president in the year 2007, had a lot to say that made him sound like he was really concerned with the power of the executive office. He was criticizing the Bush administration for a variety of their different policies and making it sound like he wanted to do something to change that, to reduce the power of the executive branch.
That's a great way to get into the executive branch is, talk about the ways it's been abused and then go ahead, once you get in there, do whatever you want. I wonder if that'll happen again.
Yeah, exactly. And in Barack Obama's first month in office, according to Greenwald, and continuing through right now, he's continued many of the most extreme executive power policies that he once condemned. But in many cases, he also strengthened and extended those policies, like detaining terrorism suspects without due process. New frameworks were proposed to keep them locked up without trial, targeting thousands of individuals with drone executions, invoking secrecy doctrines to shield torture and eavesdropping programs from judicial review, and covertly expanding the nation's mass electronic surveillance. Blinded by the belief that Obama was too benevolent and benign to abuse his office and drowning in partisan loyalties at the expense of political principles, Democrats consecrated this framework with their acquiescence and often their explicit approval. For instance, where was the anti-war movement during the Barack Obama administration?
Well, there was one, but it was usually marginalized because it was mostly libertarians.
This is the unrestrained set of powers that Trump will inherit. The president-elect frightens them, so they're now alarmed.
Yeah,
but if they want to know...
Now we don't want a powerful president that we've enabled for 8 years.
If they want to know whom to blame, they should look in the mirror. Obama's approach to executive power flipped so quickly and diametrically that it's impossible to say if he ever believed his campaign-era professions of restraint. As early as May of 2009, Jack Goldsmith, a Justice Department official under the Bush administration, celebrated Obama's abandonment of his promises to rein in these authorities, writing that, quote, "The new administration has copied most of the Bush program, has expanded some of it, and has narrowed only a bit," unquote. He added that the Obama practices will be much closer to late Bush practices than almost anyone expected in January of 2009. And this is something we've been saying here on Free Talk Live for years, is that Obama is basically George Bush III. He's continued most of the policies of Bush, and you're going to see a whole lot of that from Donald Trump. But by putting a prettier liberal face on these policies and transforming them from a symbol of GOP radicalism into one of bipartisan security consensus, the president entrenched them as permanent fixtures of the American presidency. As Goldsmith put it, Obama's actions were, quote, "designed to fortify the bulk of the Bush program for the long run," unquote. Liberals vehemently denounced these abuses during the Bush presidency. From 2001 through 2008, Democrats called them the embodiment of tyranny, an existential threat to democracy, a menacing expression of right-wing radicalism.
We shut it all them up with just handing them the ACA, and they're happy. They got some medical care now.
Quote, America's Constitution is in grave danger, unquote.
Said it is, but it was bought off with a free medical program for poor people.
That's what Al Gore warned in a widely praised 2006 speech on civil liberties. Bush had become the, quote, central threat that the founders sought to nullify in the Constitution, an all-powerful executive, too reminiscent of the king from whom they had broken free, unquote. In one 2007 poll, 57% of Democrats said they wanted the Guantanamo Bay prison camp to be closed, which I believe that was one of Barack Obama's campaign promises, as a matter of fact.
He couldn't do it.
After Obama took office, many liberals often tolerated and even praised his aggressive assertions of executive authority. It's hard to overstate how complete the Democrats' about face on these questions was when their own leader controlled the levers of power. According to a 2012 Washington Post poll, 53% of self-identified liberal Democrats and 67% of moderate or conservative Democrats now supported keeping Guantanamo Bay open. After just 3 years of the Obama presidency, liberals sanctioned a system that allowed the president to imprison people without any trial or an ounce of due process. That's what the Guantanamo Bay system is.
Yeah, that's the claim that they're enemy combatants in a war that's never been declared. I mean, you know.
Because we say so.
I get the difficulty of attempting to prosecute a, you know, to prosecute force across the world attempting to stop terrorism when you can't. War is necessarily declared upon a nation. A war on terror can't be declared, so you have to have other ideas. But the problem is that we don't have a legal structure for that. And in many cases, these people that were picked up on hearsay and say-so. And they were held for
years. A decade.
Years. Now, if they weren't terrorists before, it's a good possibility they would be now.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. Glenn Greenwald's not done yet. He's got more excoriating of the left to go here. We'll get to that if we get the chance. We'll go first, though, to Ferris, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Go ahead, Ferris. Ferris in Myrtle Beach, going once. Do we have Ferris in Myrtle Beach going twice? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll put Ferris on hold, and maybe he's in a bad cell. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Back to Greenwald. He says, in fact, a new Democratic Party orthodoxy took hold under Barack Obama. The right of a president to detain people or even assassinate them without charges or a whiff of judicial oversight, which included even American citizens. The Justice Department memo from 2010 wrote, quote, "We do not believe that Anwar al-Awlaki's U.S. citizenship imposes constitutional limitations that would preclude the contemplated lethal action." Talking about how, well, we can kill him and we don't really care that he's an American citizen. Democrats who had bitterly complained in 2005 about mere eavesdropping without court approval not only failed to contest this assassination program, but ultimately expressed their support for it. Fully 77% of liberal Democrats endorsed the use of drones, according to the write-up of that 2012 Post-ABC poll.
It's because they believe the right person is using them. But the problem with giving the right person the ability to use lethal force against American citizens or whomever, is that the wrong person will get them at some point. The question you need to ask yourself is, if there's been good wars in U.S. history, have there been bad wars? Are those presidents who prosecuted them on the good team or the bad team? Like, these are questions Americans don't spend any time asking themselves. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I'm not surprised. When you start finding out that the majority of Americans don't know who their state representatives are or who their senators are, or can't name one person that represents them, can't name the vice president, don't know how many states there are, don't know what their state capital is, a whole variety of things. What a surprise. This is the problem with democracy. And I agree with Winston Churchill. You want the biggest argument against democracy, spend a few minutes with your average voter.
Support for the use of drones only drops somewhat when respondents are asked specifically about targeting American citizens living overseas, as was the case with Anwar al-Awlaki. the Yemeni American killed in September in a drone strike in northern Yemen. Unquote. This same dynamic, Democrats endorsing vast expansions of executive powers, repeated itself time and again, both within the national security realm and outside of it. Obama issued numerous signing statements purporting to nullify legal obligations, invoked radical secrecy privileges to avoid lawsuits, eroded long-standing Miranda rights for terrorism suspects, waged a war with Libya, even after Congress voted against its authorization, and pioneered novel means of using executive orders to circumvent congressional approval in a wide array of domestic policy arenas. We'll come back.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. join us here. Bring up whatever's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Interesting piece over at the Washington Post is just absolutely, I mean, I think excoriating is probably the best term here. He is ripping up the Democrats for supporting the very same policies, basically, or even worse versions of the same policies that were brought into existence by the Bush administration during the Barack Obama administration, which is, of course, going to mean that all that power that Obama aggregated and Congress allowed to be aggregated to the executive office in the last 8 years will all be transferred over to Donald Trump. And if they start, you know, caterwauling about it, Now that Trump is the one in control, well, then they only have themselves to blame. Because as they point out here, there was a Washington Post ABC News poll. This, by the way, this article appears by Glenn Greenwald over in the Washington Post, taken back in 2012, showed 77% of liberal Democrats, many of whom were probably the very same people who protested George Bush's warmongering, said 77% of them support the use of drones. Support only dropped somewhat when respondents were asked specifically about targeting American citizens overseas. But still, plenty of support for that, too. The same dynamic, which is Democrats endorsing vast expansions of executive powers, has repeated itself time and time again. And, of course, Obama aggressively expanded the system of mass surveillance, including on U.S. soil that had been secretly implemented by the National Security Agency after 9/11. Once Edward Snowden showed the world what had been created, many Democrats became the leaders in protecting the spying system from any meaningful limits.
Sure, many Democrats were just delighted as they could possibly be to go after Edward Snowden, the guy that showed that the federal government, the most secretive administration the federal government has had, and the one that won based on transparency, I would point out, it's just fine and dandy we chase this guy all over the globe.
So yeah,
freedom!
Protecting that system from any meaningful limits, reform, or oversight. Now, when in the immediate aftermath of the Snowden revelations, a bipartisan coalition of House members, headed by Representative John Conyers and Justin Amash, who was a Democrat and Republican, respectively, sought to impose serious limits on the NSA's domestic spying, the White House turned to then-Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to lead the successful effort to stop them. Civil liberties advocates and proponents of limited executive authority tried everything they could think of to persuade and cajole Democrats to rediscover their concerns about these abuses once again and become allies in the battle to constrain government power. But those efforts were largely futile. Partisan loyalties easily subordinated any commitment to the principles that they had purported in the Bush years to support. If you're partisan, you by definition don't have principles. Right? Because your principle is, I'll just do whatever the party says. I'm a member of the party and I don't have to think anymore.
Yeah, well, obviously some people are more partisan than others, but essentially this election, as many of them do, illustrate that 33% of the population would vote for Hitler if he was a Republican.
Mm.
33% of the population would vote for Stalin if he was a Democrat.
Probably, yep.
And it's those 33% in the middle, and I would actually go so far as to say you're talking really about more like 20% in the middle, that actually make the decision. Now, I'm not saying those 20% of the people in the middle are smart. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying they're the ones that actually make the decision as to whether or not, you know, who it's going to be. And that 20% actually exists in about 10 different states, because there's plenty of states that aren't likely to swing at all.
The problem that such advocates encountered was the same one they'd faced during the Bush presidency when trying and failing to persuade putatively small government conservatives to oppose these expansions of presidential power. Namely, many people are perfectly content to have such authority vested in leaders they trust and fear them only when a politician from the opposing party is wielding those same powers. As such, the tactic of last resort to induce Democrats and liberals to oppose such policies was to ask them to think about how one day those powers could be in the hands of someone other than a benevolent, kind-hearted, trustworthy progressive like Barack Obama. Instead, Democrats were urged, imagine that a right-wing authoritarian or a lawless demagogue or a petty vindictive tyrant won the presidency and inherited the framework of unrestrained, unchecked powers that Republicans implemented and Democrats expanded.
Yeah. Once you say it like that, then people start to be, oh, maybe this isn't a great idea. What if a...
Too late.
What if a... What if a, I don't know, an untrustworthy flip-flopper who isn't really part of either particular party were to get the reins of power? What if that person was dangerously narcissistic and somewhat volatile, prone to, I don't know, late-night rants on Twitter?
That day has arrived. With Trump looming, there's much talk of uniting across ideological and partisan lines to impose meaningful limits on executive authority, and those efforts are justified. But as progressives, as progressives were repeatedly warned, a matrix of power that has been defended and legitimized for 15 years by both parties will be very difficult to uproot. And you can better believe that there aren't very many people in Washington, D.C. who have any intention whatsoever of challenging the NSA because, well, they might have a dossier on them.
Is this fellow, though, claiming that somehow, I don't know, Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan were constrained?
No, he's just not going that far back.
I see.
He's only talking about, you don't have to go that far back. Now, you're making a good point. George Bush built on the powers that Bill Clinton helped enshrine.
Abraham Lincoln was the one who began the expansion of the executive.
Absolutely. Right. It's important to take it all the way back for the purposes of the discussion that we're having on the radio. But for his point, he's just trying to impress upon people on the left, like, hey, dummy, you know, you supposedly had these principles just 15 years ago, and then you lost them. Well, surprise, surprise, now that you weren't defending the very same supposed principles that you had, well, guess what? Now the a-holes are back, and they're going to do whatever it is they want to do with the very powers that you defended.
There will
always
be people that seek power.
Yeah.
It's only the fools that give it to them. And sadly, America's been sitting around like a bunch of fools.
Well, they don't know what else to do, Mark. I mean, it's not like Americans...
Stop co-signing their bullcrap! Stop saying that these politicians... This one's different.
Okay.
Give this one a chance. I'll tell you what...
We heard that tonight about Trump.
I'm ready to give them a chance. I'm ready to give them a chance to roll back federal power. But I'm not expecting it.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Look, I love people. I just don't trust them. Okay? Fine. I mean, I've ridden this pony before, and I know where it goes. It heads to more power.
Yep.
That's what happens. Power, by its nature, consolidates. And then people have to do something about it. What are you going to do? What is that thing that you're going to do?
Right. Unless things crumble on their own, that power is not going to go away anytime soon. Look at Venezuela, for instance. We've talked a great deal about Venezuela and how terrible things are down there. I mean, it's just absolute disaster for the people down there. Many of them are, if not starving, really hungry and down to like one meal a day. And that's if they can find any kind of food. And yet, Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country, still sitting pretty in office. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450 free.
Yeah! V-Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited here to join us. Toll-free number is 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Ride sharing just went totally free market with the newest edition of Cell 411. Now, we've talked a lot about Cell 411 over the years. I guess, actually, a year and a half. It's only been around since August of 2015. But it's an amazing concept just to begin with. It allows for decentralized emergency response. Now they've added ride sharing to make it even more of an amazing free app that you can download over at getcell411.com. One of the key elements of this, why is it free market ride sharing? Well, it allows the drivers to decide everything. The driver gets to decide their rates. You decide per mile, per minute rates. You set those as the driver. Not being controlled by Uber and Lyft anymore. This sets drivers free from those corporate control systems. So not only can you set your own rates, but also you decide as a driver which payment methods you'll accept. So if you want to take cash from customers, now you can do that. You can do that with Uber and Lyft. They only do credit card payments. You want to do Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency? Maybe you want to trade for the rides. Perhaps you want to accept silver or some sort of, other precious metal. You can do that with Cell 411. It allows you to make those decisions. And, of course, as a rider, you get to decide who to pick to give you the ride. When you're a rider on Cell 411, you say, hey, I need to get a ride. And then different people in the area presuming there are enough drivers in the area, could respond to you and say, hey, I'm willing to give you that ride. Here are my rates. I'm willing to give you that ride. Here are my rates. And then, you know, the rider gets to pick.
Right.
So very, very cool stuff. And it's free. Go to getcell411.com. It just keeps getting better and better. Cell411. Go to getcell411.com or just drop into your favorite Google or Apple App Store and you'll find it there. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Tina is in Alabama, listening in Mobile to WAVH. Go ahead, Tina.
Yes. I was calling about these buses that were brought with college students into Texas. I believe it was Austin for the protest. And I was told that they were brought in and paid by the Democratic Party.
Okay.
I've heard the claims. I don't know how. I've heard the claims, and I don't know how we would prove it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, you could prove it if one of the protesters showed a pay stub.
It certainly would
have. Right.
I've heard that George Soros is funding all of this.
Yeah, we heard that one the other night.
There's always, you know, there's always some rumor one way or the other. I don't know.
I don't understand why they would pay for something so destructive instead of having that money that they're spending on this useless cause on something more beneficial, like for the veterans, you know, the disabled veterans or something like that.
Well, it's obviously we're speculating here. It's total speculation that the Democratic Party had paid for this. But it also wouldn't surprise me either. I mean, it's not uncommon to see paid petitioners, at least, or paid activists on the streets for the Democratic Party, like walking house to house, door to door, you know, doing the door knocking. And they were everywhere, by the way, right before the election here in Keene, New Hampshire. They were crawling all over downtown Keene. And I wanted to know how many of them were actually from New Hampshire. I didn't get to determine any of that, but there was one that came up.
Yeah.
There was one of them that came up to my house a few weeks beforehand who I did ask that question of. I said, well, where are you from? And she said, Pennsylvania. So it wasn't even from the region. Go ahead.
Right. I just don't understand. I guess because I live out in the country and out in this area, we don't have none of that.
Sure.
You know? And it must be a big city thing. Thank God I don't live in a big city. I think Mobile is the biggest one, and not really. So,
hey, Tina, thanks for bringing that to our attention tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm hoping to be on WAVH, actually, on Monday. I should be on the program director's, Sean Sullivan's. He's got a show in the afternoons, I guess early, like midday show, basically. And he's going to have me on for a libertarian post-mortem after the election. So, should be fun. Look forward to that. Anyway, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We got Mike. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I listen to IBC regularly through the week, but this is the first time that I've had the opportunity to listen to your show.
And oh, sorry for the show.
Excellent.
I certainly don't mean to sound disrespectful, but I've been listening to you for about a half an hour now.
Yeah.
And I've not heard one positive thing from either one of you guys about this country. And I guess I'm trying to figure out if this country, and I've asked my son this because he has a lot of similar views as you, why are you here? Why do you stay in this country?
I'll say something positive about it. It's more free than most countries in the world.
Well, so I agree with you, and that's exactly what I told him. Go somewhere else and find a freer nation.
Oh, well, it's not the freest country in the world by far.
I've got an idea.
You have endless opportunities. You on the radio, you, for example, are on the radio making a living, enjoying getting paid to do what you absolutely love to do. Obviously, or you wouldn't be doing it.
Sure, but the government puts in place lots of regulations to prevent lots of people from doing what it is that they want to do. Usually they're poor. So, I mean, let's not pretend like the land of the free is any land of the free is any longer in existence, because
you got to grease a lot of palms.
You got to pay the government bureaucrats in order to run a business. But I got an idea for your son. Here's what I did 8 years ago, 10 years ago. I picked up my life from Sarasota, Florida. which many people would say was paradise. And I was doing very well. Sold two houses, sold two cars, picked up my life.
You got a high-paying job, too.
A high-paying job, and my wife and everything, and moved to the state of New Hampshire for the idea of being with more people who believe the same thing I do. And at this point, 2,000 people have done the same, and along with all the other people in New Hampshire that believe similarly to the way we believe. We number in the thousands of people who live in the state of New Hampshire with the intention of attracting more people who believe in the ideas of freedom to the same place. So I have done what you ask, which is, why don't you leave? I did. I left the big government place that I was at, and I went to a place that hopefully we can all get together and have our ideas work.
But you didn't actually leave. You went from one segment of what you seem to dislike to a different segment. I mean, so you're still in this country that you seem to have such an issue with. I don't understand that.
This country was founded on the notion that it would be different states that would have different ideas. It's evolved into one federal government. Do you support the idea that states should have more control over their destiny than the federal government?
I absolutely do. I don't disagree with you.
There you go.
We
agree.
Why do I have to love the federal... Mike, I'm curious. Why do I have to love the federal government in order to be able to stay in this place?
I didn't say you had to love the federal government. What I said was, is everything that you've spoken of about the government tonight has been in a negative connotation.
What is there to like about the federal government?
Tell me what's great about the United States federal government, specifically the U.S. government.
Protection. They protect us.
They've got a military that's 9 times the next closest military. That's a protection I'm forced to pay for.
The terrorists will tell you the reason why they're engaging in terrorist activities, if they are inside the United States, is because of what the U.S. government's military is doing. They're putting us in greater danger through their actions, sir.
When is the last time that you've walked by someone and watched someone else stab someone blatantly or blown themselves up?
That has nothing to do with the federal government.
An armed populace is what keeps a particular area safe, not soldiers.
Yeah, right. We live here in New Hampshire.
Every country's got soldiers. Soldiers are all over the place in Venezuela.
Yeah, there's no soldiers around here in Keene, New Hampshire, and people aren't shooting each other in the streets. In fact, there's hardly any police around here, too. I mean, there's some of them, but...
Here's the reality. Democrats love government bureaucrats. Republicans love government bureaucrats with weapons.
I'm going to let Mike come back here if he wants to continue this discussion, because I think it's an important one to have. And I also want to point out to him that the United States is not the freest place in the world. I said it's freer than most places, but it's not even in the top 10. It's Free Talk Live. We'll tell you where we get those numbers from on the way.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you to join us here at 855-450-FREE. And we're not being nice enough to the poor old federal government here on Free Talk Live. Gentleman who's on the phone did drop off the line. I had intended to continue that conversation. So let's just comment a little further, Mark, before we continue with the calls. Our toll-free number, though, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. By the way, I did pull up the Free the World report by the Fraser Institute and the Heritage Index of Economic Freedom, Heritage Foundation. So these are two organizations that yearly take a look at all of the countries in the world that they can gather data from. So North Korea's, you know, always at the bottom of the list because no one knows what happens there. But any countries, you know, the other 180-something that they can actually gather information on, they crunch the numbers, they look at the levels of economic freedoms and personal freedoms in certain cases of those different countries, and they rank them. And they decide which are the freest nations in the world. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news for those few of you out there who still believe the old adage that the U.S. is the free country. Well,
the freest country in the world.
The freest in the world. In comparison to the other 180 or whatever countries there are, it's in the top 20, but it's not in the
but
top
it's sliding
5.
Sliding down.
It's not in the top 5, and it's not in the top 10 anymore. It was in the top 10 when we first started talking about this, but still wasn't number 1.
It was in the top 5 shortly before that. You know, we've been on the air for 14 years now.
And we've been following this for a while. Let me give you the current rankings before you go on with that. Current rankings from the Heritage Institute, the 2016 index of the latest numbers, have the United States at number 11. below the United Kingdom, Estonia, Ireland, Chile, Canada, Australia, Switzerland, New Zealand, Singapore, and Hong Kong, in that order going down from 10 to 1. You change over to the Free the World Index by the Fraser Institute, and you've got the United States ranked at number 16 beneath Lithuania, Jordan, Chile, Qatar, United Kingdom, Australia, the UAE, Mauritius, I always mispronounce that one, Ireland, Georgia, Canada, Switzerland, New Zealand, Singapore, and Hong Kong. And Hong Kong has, by the way, been dominant on that chart at number one since basically the beginning of the charts.
Yeah. It's not actually a country, but it operates like one in many ways.
The Chinese basically are kind of hands off on Hong Kong since taking it back over in the late 1990s. Anyway, what were you going to say about that?
Look, I felt the same way as this guy that called in. Absolutely. And one of the longstanding critiques of Free Talk Live is we're just too negative. And I hear you. I hear the complaint. But the problem is that when I apply logic to situations, I have a difficult time, you know, finding good things to talk about when you talk about the ideas of government. And that's what we're talking about tonight. You want to talk about, you know, professional sports? There's lots of things great we can talk about. Yay, cups. You know, if you want to talk about food, I can find positive things to say. All kinds of things I have positive things to say about, but I have a difficult time finding positive things to say about an organization that claims the monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass, was once ranked in the top five freest places in the world, and has now slid down the charts to number 16. Yes, I find this very upsetting, and I find it to be a negative thing. Mm-hmm. And when the best thing you can come up with is the military to defend it, well, look, I had a turning point in my life that happened right here on the air on Free Talk Live. A veteran, a guy who had served 20 years in the military in both the Navy and the Army, called in, and he asked me to rebut the statement. So I'm going to ask you right now. He asked me to rebut the statement. The military are a bunch of paid killers working for liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. Now, when you're stuck here on the air, you're on live radio. There's nowhere to go. The microphone doesn't, like, you can't run away. You can't excuse yourself to go to the bathroom. You can't change the subject. You're a talk show host who has built their reputation on honesty and logic. What are you going to do when somebody says that to you? A person who's, we're not talking about some flea-bitten hippie here. We're talking about somebody who spent, I know it was more than 10 years. I can't remember the pedigree in my head right now. I want to be as careful as I can. More than 10 years in both branches, two branches of the military, and says that to you. Well, when you don't have an answer to something, you're going to have to look really hard at the other side's opinion. And that's what I was left doing. And I just don't, you know, call in, fine, tell me. So you're probably going to have to hit another night. There's only 5 minutes left in the show.
We're here every night. We're here 7 nights a week. And this is an important conversation to have. You had asked a really good question of the gentleman before we went to break there. And that was, you know, well, what government program or what is it about the federal government that you like?
Well, he said
and he brought up protection.
And that's what, by the Constitution, that's what the federal government's supposed to do.
But there was a caller earlier tonight who pointed out the multiple Supreme Court cases who pointed out that they have no obligation to protect you. So
they have no obligation.
It's just an illusion of protection. And further, their actions around the world are putting us in greater danger. It's the old blowback principle that Ron Paul talked about during his first presidential or his 2008 presidential campaign.
Right. So I picked up and I moved to New Hampshire for more freedom, not with the expectation that I was going to find freedom the next day, but with the expectation that if we get enough people together in one state, that we will be able to have more freedom here and create an enclave to show what the ideas of human liberty will do in a given area. Because the fact is, you can see what Democratic policies do. Go to New York, go to New Jersey, go to California. You can see what Republican policies will do. Go to Texas. Go to Utah. Go to Alabama. There's these places exist. What you can't find out is you can't find out what libertarian policies will do, because there isn't a place where they're represented well enough, where they're well organized enough. So I'd like to see that place. I just want to see. and I'd rather not get told to move to Somalia while I do it. Let me rebut that statement real quick. A state that has had its attempts at government undermined by the UN, the UK, and the US over the course of the last 20 years is not an anarchist state, okay? Just because you keep in going in there and blowing up the people that claim leadership of a given area.
It's a power vacuum.
Right. It's not the same thing.
By the way, who's going to protect me from the federal government? If indeed their value is the protection that they supposedly provide, I don't know about you, but it seems to me that the federal government is locking up peaceful people by the, you know, hundreds of thousands on a yearly basis. You include in the various different state governments as well. The federal government isn't protecting me from them either. So the greatest threat to my freedom isn't some terrorist with a bomb strapped to him. It's the people calling themselves the police and the U.S. military. They're the ones who are going to oppress the American people on orders to do so. Not all of them will. Some of them will break ranks and, you know, refuse to collect guns or whatever it is the order, the unconstitutional, illegal, outrageous orders happen to be.
They collect guns during Hurricane Katrina.
They sure as hell did.
When a disaster occurred, they collected guns.
On the flimsiest of excuses, too. It was like, oh my God, someone shot at a helicopter. We're going to have to go around and collect guns from everybody.
How are you going to tell if somebody shoots at a helicopter? It's kind of noisy up there.
Yeah. Well, they can make any old thing they want up. They can make up all kinds of excuses to impose tyranny upon us, and they're not going to protect you from that. Is the federal government protecting you from being spied upon by them? Is that what you consider protection, is having them reading all your emails and having them, you know, ingest all of the audio from your phone calls? Is that the kind of protection you're talking about when you say that's what you value from the federal government?
Well, no. That's like everything we brought up. The guy was like, no, no, no. I don't like those things. I'm like you. I don't like them. But leave. Get out of here if you don't like it. Just how come you don't like my red, white, and blue? I like red, white, and blue. I'm fond of eagles. Okay? It's just the problem is that these stinking, lying, cheating politicians wrap themselves in the flag, put an eagle on their arm. I literally have video of a bald eagle on Trump's arm. And they say, you know, love me like America. Don't you love America? Well, I'm sorry, America. You are not responsible enough with your love life to be able. Look who you keep picking, for God's sakes.
Yeah, and how come those protectors, the police and the military, aren't out there protecting us from those politicians? I mean, if they actually cared
they
about
took
freedom,
an oath to defend us against enemies, foreign and domestic. Here's a little message for you, soldiers and cops out there. The enemies, domestic, are in Washington D.C. For God's sakes, honor your oath and protect me.
Yeah, as soon as they start doing that, then I'll support the troops. But as long as the troops are taking orders from politicians,
you don't have to pull your gun on anybody.
Forget
just
it.
Just take some fencing and wrap it around Washington, D.C.
Just
lock them all in there. let out the people, you know, the civilians, let the folks who work for a living out. But the politicians, you know, if they come in, they come nearby, you know, and just wonder, hey, what's going on? Shove them in, too.
We're out of time for tonight. If you didn't get in tonight, you can join us tomorrow for the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And we'll see you online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.